That very day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus, and they were conversing about all of the things that had occurred. And it happened that while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them, but their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing as you walk along?" They stopped, looking downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, said to him in reply, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" And he replied to them, "What sort of things?" They said to him, "The things that happened to Jesus the Nazarene, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. How our chief priests and rulers both handed him over to a sentence of death and crucified him. But we were hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel. And besides all this, it is now the third day since this took place. Some women from our group, however, have astounded us. They were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. They came back and reported that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who announced that he was alive. But some of those with us went to the tomb and found things just as the women had described, but him they did not see." And he said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are, how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets spoke. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?" Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. As they approached the village to which they were going, he gave the impression that he was going on further. But they urged him, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening, and the day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. And it happened that while he was with them at table, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. And with that their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. But he vanished from their sight. Then they said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us?" So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those with them who were saying, "The Lord has truly been raised and has appeared to Simon." Then the two recounted what had taken place on the way and how he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, it's been over a month. I haven't had a hug from my grandchildren in all that time. And when I thought about it, the only hug I've had is from my wife. I haven't seen any of your smiling faces or got any high fives from the children. And I miss you more than most of you know. But I know it's not all about me. All of you are suffering as well. It's hard to be separated. Our lives have been disrupted in so many ways. But our gospel today provides a lesson for us, one that is especially helpful in these times as we battle this coronavirus. And the lesson is this: God works in ways we cannot understand. Only later, when we look back, will we recognize what he has been doing in our lives. Have you ever noticed that some of the saddest words in our language begin with the letter D? Disappointment, doubt, disillusionment, defeat, discouragement, depression, despair. All these words may describe feelings you may have had during this pandemic as you deal with the isolation, loneliness, canceled celebration, job loss, or even sickness and death of your family or friends. But these words also sum up how Cleopas and his companions were feeling as they walked on that road to Emmaus. They could not see the crucifixion as anything but a tragedy. They didn't even recognize Jesus as he walked right there with them. They were disillusioned and depressed, afraid of what the future may hold. And during these times of uncertainty, many of us may be having the same feelings. And many of us don't recognize that Jesus is also walking by our side. The master the disciples had loved had been horribly tortured and crucified. And it was just a short time ago that these disciples were excited as the crowds welcomed Jesus, waving palm branches and shouting, "Hosanna." But now, he lay dead in a tomb. Their hopes were dashed. Their dreams were over. Even the report of the women that Christ's tomb was empty didn't raise their spirits. It confused them even more. They summed up the situation when they said, "We had hoped that he would be the one who was going to redeem Israel." You know, human hope is a fragile thing. And when it withers, it's difficult to revive. We need to note all the suffering that's going on during this current pandemic. Some have even taken their own life. It's despair and discouragement suck the last bit of hope out of their lives. And when someone you love and care for has a serious illness, despair can easily set in. It almost becomes impossible to hope for recovery. When you lose your job or separated from your friends and family, when you're trapped inside dealing with the screaming kids and mounting financial concerns, you may struggle to hope because of the uncertainty of the future. "We had hoped," Cleopas and his friend had said. What they were really saying was, "We had high hopes for the future, but now our hopes are gone, and all we have left is disappointment." Many of us can identify with the feelings of those disciples. Our feelings may be different, but I think few of us can claim that recent events have not caused all of us to, at least at some point, have feelings described by any of those words. Disappointment, doubt, disillusionment, defeat, discouragement, depression, even despair. As the two disciples walked along then, we know a stranger joined them and asked them what they were discussing. And then they tell the stranger all about their lost hopes, their disappointments. He just listens and continues to walk by their side. That's really a beautiful picture. Jesus walking along the road with his depressed and confused disciples, sharing their troubles. Suddenly, this 2,000-year-old story is brought into the present. For when disappointment, doubt, or delusionment, defeat, or despair fill our lives, Jesus is there, walking beside us. And as we continue to walk, and if we're willing to listen, he will reveal himself to us. Of course, we know it was later, after the breaking of the bread, that the disciples recognized him. And only then did all that had occurred make any sense. This type of late understanding happens not only to us, but to all the disciples. You may remember how Peter was totally confused when Jesus tried to wash his feet. And Jesus told him, "What I am doing you do not understand now, but you will understand later." In fact, in many places throughout sacred scripture, the same principle is at work. God's presence and plan for our lives is not always clear until much later. When disillusionment, depression, and defeat dominate our lives, Jesus walked with us just as he walked with the two men on the road to Emmaus. He points us to God's word of promise in Holy Scripture. He tells us again that we are God's dearly beloved children, that he will stand by us through the thick and the thin. He can turn our despair into hope. During this pandemic, it's hard to see what God's plan is in the midst of our current trials. And like the disciples on the road to Emmaus, it's easy to become discouraged and confused. We may be anxious and fearful because we do not understand why he might allow this to happen. We do not see how a global pandemic could fit into the plans of our Heavenly Father. But as Christians, we must remember that God is always active in our lives, and even now, walking with us, for we are never alone. But yet, we still ask, what can we do when we don't understand why this is happening? And that answer is really pretty simple. Just keep walking. Take the next step. Trust in God. For we know our Lord always provides. We will come to understand by stepping forward and acting on what our Catholic faith has taught us about loving and serving others, by stepping further into prayer and into the Word of God. Step forward and listen to the voices of others whom you love and trust. Step up and open your eyes to the miracles found in everyday life. And trust that he will guide us on this journey, one step at a time. I can imagine Cleopas and his friend joyfully embracing and asking each other, wasn't it like a fire burning within us when he talked to us on the road and explained the scriptures to us? Through the grace and love of God, they had begun to understand. Hope and love once more filled their hearts and souls. Jesus had cleared away the fog of confusion. He showed to them the heart of God and his plan for salvation. The road to Emmaus is really a walk through all our Christian lives. And while it may speak to us today about our current struggles with the pandemic, it really is about ordinary people having ordinary disappointments and despair. It's a story about the importance of walking with Christ on every step, every day. It's a story about the real meaning of Easter. It enables us to see that the risen Lord always offers us hope, always offers us joy. Even when all we see is sadness, disappointment, discouragement, and despair, it enables us to see the world not as a place of death, decay, and defeat, but as a place waiting in hope for God's final victory. During this pandemic, when your own road to Emmaus may be filled with discouragement and despair, take one step at a time. Even though God's plan and presence is not always clear, remember, Jesus is there, walking with you. Before I close, I want you to know that I pray for you, all of you, each and every single day. Father Joe and the parish staff pray for you as well. I deeply miss you. I ask your prayers for us. I love you. And I can't wait for those hugs, those handshakes, and those high fives. Finally, I'd like to share with you a simple prayer inspired by St. Faustina and her revelations on divine mercy. I say this prayer every day when dealing with sadness, despair, or misery. Just rely on your Catholic faith and simply say, I know where I came from, and I know where I am going. Jesus, I trust in you. The tomb is empty. He is risen. Hallelujah.